If you saw a cow, you would probably expect it to be brown, black, or black and white, right? And seeing a brown or black and white cow would be pretty normal. And if you had gone out into the country and you started going to dairy country, you'd pass one cow after another. And you wouldn't be able to tell them apart, and you might even stop noticing them. But if you saw a purple cow, that would be something worth talking about. It'd be something so different that you would have to take a picture in order for others to believe you. It would probably leave a lasting impression. Often things that are unique stand out in the midst of a crowd. And in this conversation between Christ and Pilate, we're reminded of the unique quality of Christ's kingship. It is a kingship built on the message of God. And that message is one that comes out of love to save humanity from sin. And that foundation changes the way that Christ's kingdom functions compared to other kingdoms. It is a kingdom where Christ reigns from the cross, setting people free, unlike the kingdoms of the world who take up arms and conquer others. It is a kingdom built on truth of God's love instead of being built on lies meant to spread hate. It is a kingdom that seeks a better tomorrow instead of maintaining the brokenness of the world. And because this kingdom is different, it is our unique hope. A hope that God is at work and is changing our world for the better. It gives us a hope in the love of God, that not only God loves us, but that we can love our neighbors and our neighbors can love us. A kingdom that cares for all of creation. And it is this message of hope that we are called to share with God's diverse world. And it is because our world is diverse, God calls diverse people to share this message. It's why we can recognize that there are many denominations of Christianity and see them as important, because each tradition tends to emphasize a different part of Christianity. And when we gather together in conversation, we remind each other about the expansiveness of Christ. The diversity of creation is also why individual churches have their unique character. Why we can be part of the same tradition as a church that does contemporary worship, or a church that does really high worship. Or we can do we can be partners with a church who does different ministries than us. Our uniqueness from each other is often a gift for the ministry of Christ, because it allows us to connect to others that one type of church may not be able to reach. In fact, often we sometimes talk about our brothers and sisters as competition. And the reality is, as a church, we're not in competition with other churches. We're in competition with ourselves. My old supervisor used to run. That was his exercise. He would go and he'd run marathons. And I'd ask him how well he did. And when I asked him, I would often want to know, what place did you get in? And he would always talk about how well he did compared to himself. That idea that we're in competition with ourselves because we want to do better, right? We want to be the best paradise that we can be in the world. Often when people ask me about the church, Paradise Lutheran Church, I often talk about our worship service. I often tell people that we're a beach traditional church, meaning that we do traditional liturgy, kind of in the Midwestern style, but it is hard to ignore the impact that the beach has on this congregation. You can come to this church and you can wear a Hawaiian shirt and you'll fit right in. Ta-da! yeah, I know. If it makes you feel any better, I was wearing a Panama shirt on Wednesday, so. It's a place you can wear shorts and sandals. It's a place that we can be, kind of do the traditional way that most of us probably grew up with, but also have a kind of relaxed feel to it. Or I think about describing us by our size. You know, that our average attendance is about 70. You know, if you count our winter numbers and our summer numbers and you put them together, we get about 70. I think about talking about how we have a large snowbird and visitation population, people that come and visit us for the winter. But the truth is, when we actually talk about a church, what makes it unique, what it makes it stand out, what it makes it a community is the people in the congregation. You all are the ones that ultimately give Paradise its expression of the gospel story. You are its purpleness of the church. You're probably what makes people drive past multiple churches to get here. In a world that is full of so many churches, I think when I counted how many churches I passed three. I passed St. Jude's Cathedral, Our Savior Lutheran, and Pilgrim. That's the third one. Making my way to church. And you probably, there are probably people in this congregation that do the same thing. If you don't live on Treasure Island, you probably had to pass another church to get here. It's what makes us unique, is the community. It's by your acts of faith, your actions as a community, and the fellowship that we share Paradise, we share the gospel with a twist. It's that willingness to accept Joe running through the middle of the sermon saying no. It's what makes us special that we are willing to share meals after as we go into Advent. It's what makes us special is that when we get up to a Thanksgiving dinner, there were 125 people. 28, I'm sorry, I underestimated. It's the time we spend together, the struggles of faith that we have together. It's that at the end of the day, we are a community that has been brought together by Christ. Because ultimately, when we talk about a church, we talk about a group of people who have heard the call of Christ, who have heard about the hope that we have in Christ and want to tell that story of hope to the world. Because in Christ, we see something unique. Something unlike any other kingdom throughout history. And that is a divine love. And that divine love makes us do something funny. It makes us want to... When I hear that, I think of the Lord's Prayer. In particular, the part that goes like this. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Because when I look out into my world, I look out into our world, I see a real need. I see a world that has lots of violence, lots of hunger, sometimes feels a little bit hopeless. But when we look to Christ, we see something different. We see a God who's willing to serve others, a God who pushes for love. Not just for me, but for love of my neighbors. A God who created every animal, which usually points to the platypus as the best example. It's a unique animal. Doesn't play by any of the rules that we set aside for science. And God says, that's what I want. I want you to feel my love so that we can have a better tomorrow. Amen.